New Year's Day isn't just bowl games and resolutions. Nearly every culture has special foods to eat on January 1st to ensure good luck and prosperity in the new year. Weekend Edition commentator Bonnie Wolf decided to try some for the New Year's Day brunch she's putting together for a newly married couple.
Love is a perfectly good foundation for a marriage, but a little luck can't hurt. So, in planning the brunch to follow tonight's wedding of young friends, I followed practices that have been around since the first four-leaf clover. At first, I thought I'd just put out a symbolic dish of black-eyed peas, the American South's traditional New Year's Day offering. Then I decided I should have a big bowl of grapes. For luck in Spain, you eat one grape with each stroke of the clock at midnight. The timing was off, but I figure it will be midnight somewhere. But why go halfway? This is a young couple's future we're talking about. So I studied up on good luck food traditions and concocted a menu. I started with legumes, essential for a lucky year. Beans, peas, and lentils are all thought to bring wealth. I decided on black-eyed pea corn muffins. They're a twofer. You get the good luck peas and cornbread for gold. A noodle and spinach torta also promised two for one. In Japan, noodles are good luck because they represent long life. And in many cultures, greens mean money. Fish was a problem. Vietnamese favor carp because it's thought to carry the good luck god on its back. But Hungarians avoid fish because it might mean your money will swim off. Without universal consensus on the lucky properties of fish, they're out. As a gesture to the mothers of both the bride and groom, I will sprinkle pomegranate seeds, an ancient fertility symbol, on the fruit salad. The pig, also a fertility charm, is considered lucky because pigs root forward, the direction we want in the new year. I'm covering the pork front with a honey-baked ham and the little marzipan pigs Austrians put out on New Year's Day. Sweets were easy. Anything round is good luck. So I ordered Ole Bolen mix to make the little donuts that are eaten for good luck in Holland. Unfortunately, the directions are in Dutch. I've also made Vasilopita, the traditional Greek New Year's cake with a coin inside. If you get the coin, extra luck. The newlyweds are a happy, well-suited couple. They probably don't need all this extra insurance, but why take chances? Keep your fingers crossed.
Bonnie Wolf is author of Talking With My Mouth Full and contributing editor for Kitchen Window, NPR's online food column.